you now. Because maybe
Couch Tomato Season 1 Finale.
Welcome to the season finale of Couch Tomatoes.
My name is Matthew Robinson.
I'm Jake Ryan.
And I am Tony Giannotti.
And we are the Couch Tomatoes.
We got a special episode coming for you. Miss Snow, the one and only, is coming to have an interview and join us on the celebration.
We got tea time with Miss Snow this
week. We got some tea.
And we got some more English breakfast tea.
And we got also
the brand
our new
mic.
Brand new. First time ever used.
State of the art
by Mr. McLean. Thank you very much.
What a hero.
What a hero. Couch Tomatoes,
American
hero.
American hero.
We got Miss Snow coming in just a minute, right next.
On Couch Tomatoes. All right, the lights are off. Miss Snow is here, the tea is poured, and we are ready to go.
Miss Snow, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you today?
You know what, I am doing fantastic. We got a lot of stuff to ask you and talk to you about today. Matthew, anything to say?
Buy Teavana Tea. Sponsorship.
Teavana Tea today.
Working towards
tea time with Miss Snow today. It's about 12:51.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to tell them what time it is. That ruins their illusion.
You're right.
It is any time you want it to be.
So it is midnight.
Anytime you may be listening, however you may be listening, we are the Couch Tomatoes. So we... Today, I want to start out by asking a question to all of you, but first to Miss Snow. Well, how do you eat your string cheese? There is a right answer to this.
True story, I have never eaten string cheese.
Oh, what?
My.
Wow. God.
If I did, I would probably peel then eat.
Rather than eat it whole.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
I wish I would have brought some string cheese.
What about you? What are you...
I peel and pull. I don't go right into it.
See, I'm a biter.
You're a
I don't have the valuable time to waste peeling my string cheese. I've got things to do. I've got places to be.
That's true. He's got places
to be. I was listening to the radio the other day and someone asked this and they were just befounded that this was a question. That anyone would not string it like
But Matt, why? You've got places to be, but string cheese is made
befounded.
For you. It's made for you to be able to eat cheese on the go.
Yeah, so I bite it.
It's
like a carrot. You can eat a carrot on the go.
Also, your thoughts on Capri Suns at an older age. Is it okay or is it a little weird to drink? So like people like us, would you like to eat Capri Suns or drink Capri Suns?
I never really drank them growing up, but I just think, I don't think it's weird. I mean, I think it's weird when somebody brings like, you know, three and then drinks all of those. But I think a lot of people do
but
still drink
so
it.
But they're so good. I had one today, Miss Snow.
You had a Capri Sun.
You had a Capri Sun. Where'd you get a Capri Sun?
My mom buys them, so I bring them in my lunch.
Oh, your mom buys them for you?
So I bring them in my lunch. Of course I do. They're good.
They're good.
Good.
What flavor?
Kiwi strawberry, obviously.
Oh, that's way better than
obviously kiwi strawberry.
I have to go kiwi strawberry.
But, oh, yeah.
They're just so good. You suck them down in like 1 second. So I would, how I would say Capri Sun, it's more like a palate cleanser than anything. It's like, you eat your whole lunch, and then you're like, I'm thirsty, but like, I don't want to go get some water. I just got the Capri Sun. Suck it all down and like...
Palate cleanser.
A good,
Capri
like,
Sun is so not a...
I would not describe it in any form
when I say
as
that,
palate.
It's like a good, like, finale. It's like a good, like, wraps it all up, your whole lunch, you know?
Wouldn't that be like dessert?
It's like a good... So it's just like a solid addition to a lunch.
There's just something about like drinking something out of a pouch that grosses me out.
See, I knew it. That's why I asked this question.
It's
I
the
knew
pouch.
That.
Yeah,
what
right?
if it was in a box?
Right?
No,
what
it's
about
a box.
No, I'm saying, but what about boxes?
Yeah,
drink?
Boxed juice boxes or
like juice box?
Juice box.
Do you drink apple juice box? Or
yeah,
really
I would.
Good lemonade.
You say the pouch
lemonade
is scarier than a box?
Yeah, yeah, well, I've Joe's. Seen like pouched milk before, and that grosses me out.
Okay, not the same as kiwi strawberry Capri Sun. Let me tell you.
No, I think they're basically the same thing.
I think they're basically
they both come from a cow. A kiwi strawberry cow, but a cow nonetheless.
Exactly.
They're both in a pouch. Do you ever have trouble puncturing your Capri Sun with a straw? You know, you go all the way through.
Yeah, that's
not,
the worst.
Not always Capri Sun.
No, but the one we gotta go in through the
honest,
top.
The honest kids. Those ones get
honest kids
because they're open at the top. It's not like a.
Miss Snow, you really looked. You look like you're questioning what we're talking about right now.
I have a question. How many years are you in dog years old?
How many years is a dog?
Seven.
Oh.
I don't know how to do
seven,
math.
Seven.
No, we can do math. I can do math.
Throw a number. 500.
Can you do math?
27. So, what's your age in dog years?
In dog years.
You do math?
No, I don't know.
She doesn't count. She's a bad counter.
All right.
Yeah,
Do you have your calculator? Let's go.
Calculator.
Something I want to...
Sponsorship on Texas Instruments.
What do you think is your biggest weakness?
Pour me a glass.
Regarding what?
Weakness.
Just in life. Just
biggest weakness. Like, Matt is... You're Jake scared of the Pope. Matt is scared of J.D. Power.
And Tony's scared of buffets.
I am scared of buffets.
Okay, I need to refill this pot.
So we're talking about what we're fearful
of? Sure, what's your biggest fear?
That's just a weakness. Yeah, like everyone's going out to the buffet. I can't do it.
Yeah. What?
Everyone's going to Rome to the Sistine Chapel, and
going to the Vatican City.
Everyone's going to buy new cars.
Jake's trying to find a bad guy at the Vatican City,
and Matt, when he goes to Ram Truck, can't do it.
Ram Truck, Chevy, anywhere with cars.
Chevrolet shows that JD power.
I hate JD power.
So what's your phobia?
Probably, I guess I wouldn't say phobia, but my biggest fear is the future. Honestly.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Future in America. Future in the world. Environment. Why?
Just like general future, like not knowing like where you're going, or you know, not knowing the total plan of everything. So I would say that's my biggest concern.
Phobia.
But is that actually phobia?
Yeah. Demophobia.
Demophobia.
No, that's a fear. Crowds are bomb. Never mind. That's not the same.
There is no specific. No wait. Chronophobia.
I don't really.
Chronophobia.
You might have that.
I don't know. JD
Power. Sorry, you might have that.
JD Power.
Do you know what do you know about JD Power? JD Power.
It is a mystery.
You ever heard the name
It is
dropped?
A mystery.
It's a mystery.
You watch TV. You watch commercials.
Yeah.
You
ever seen those
truck
Chevrolet real people ads?
Oh, yeah. You know, those. I think that those truck people, like, pay for those.
The
like,
JD Power Association?
Yes.
The JD Power.
Where? Let me Google it. Who is JD Power?
Who is JD Power?
JD Power sounds like a pro wrestler. It sounds like you would hear about JD Power in the news. Oh, JD Power, I'm top deck John Cena off the cage. Hell in a Cell.
I heard from one of my friends that the trucking companies actually pay money to get those awards.
Well, Chevrolet's got thousands.
They're an American-based global marketing information services company that conducts surveys of customer satisfaction, product quality, and buyer behavior for industries ranging from cars to marketing and advertising firms. So it's basically like, it's pretty much just like a survey company that gives awards out if people are satisfied.
So basically, they're the devil.
So they're the devil. But JD Power is a WWE.
JD Power is a WWE
wrestler,
star, but he's also saying himself.
Matt, I say you join the WWE.
How are you
JD
feel about
Power?
That?
Join the WWE and fight alongside JD Power, or fight against JD Power. And
we
are currently out of tea. Tony, stop the recording. Tony, pause the recording. I need more tea water. Tony, pause it, honestly.
No.
I need more tea water.
Matt, you can leave in the middle of the recording.
All right, I need to
Matt,
get more tea
what
water.
What are we talking about? No edits?
No
okay.
edits.
No,
this
we
is
don't.
Unedited,
this
uncut.
Is uncut.
Okay, so how do you feel about the WWE? Are you into it? Have you ever been into it?
Never.
Real or fake?
Real or fake?
Fake.
WWE.
Real?
Come on.
Oh, it's so
I want.
Real.
I can't wait for
it's
Matt
so
to come
real.
Back in here. So, yes, listeners, Matthew did go out and get more water.
I'm back. I need this tea. Honestly, this tea has caffeine in it, and it's like... Oh, my shoe just came off.
Okay.
Whatever, I don't need it. Who needs a shoe? Honestly,
who
viewers, if you get fed up with something, just throw your shoe at it.
Right. Exactly. Did
fed
you
up?
Hot, is this hot water?
It's warm water.
All right. So we were just talking about the WWE. She says it's fake.
It's not fake. It's 100%
real.
It's
the realest thing. It's the
what?
Realest thing.
What's fake about it to you?
Yeah, what's fake about it?
Literally everything.
Oh, okay.
All
okay.
the people.
So make these broad,
the
sweeping accusations.
This hurts me.
This hurts me.
Do you guys all think it's real?
Oh my! It's real. Fake it's real. That's like saying Santa Claus isn't real.
Exactly.
It's like saying The Rock and Dwayne Johnson are the same person.
Exactly. It's like saying Finland exists.
Yeah. It's like saying the Earth isn't flat.
Exactly.
We didn't.
We're not gonna get into that. We're not gonna get into that.
Viewers not ready. Viewers not ready.
Miss Note. Guys, I think the viewers are ready. It's a season finale.
The flat Earth factor.
Flat
fact.
Earth
factor.
Fact.
Miss Note.
What?
Flat Earth, fact or fact?
That the Earth is flat?
Yes!
Is it a fact or is it a fact?
That you gave me the same option.
Is it a
fact?
Is it a fact? Answer.
Or is it a fact?
Like in quotes, like bunny ears, quotes.
Bunny ears?
I would say, I think that's
given
false,
those two options.
And the answer would be fact in air quotes.
Ooh. We had you swore on the Bible before this. Please don't lie to the court.
Okay. So let's think about the evidence going against you here.
Have you ever seen the...
Have you ever been up in space?
If the earth was round, shoes would be curved on the bottom.
If the earth was flat, you'd be able to see...
The
land all the way on the outside.
Do shoes look like this, Miss Snow?
I mean, you can't see that.
No, they look like this. They're flat.
But you probably could with like a telescope, right? Or binoculars. Some high-powered ones. Like if you went on the Pacific Ocean, right?
Yeah.
You would think you'd be able to see some type of land.
But what if it's just so spread out that you just can't see like that far in the distance?
But you can. Look at pictures. You can see all the way around the Earth. You have a really high-powered telescope.
If you go from if you went from Seaside Beach and you just looked, you went to a telescope down the ocean, you could see a land form? Is that what you're saying? Well, that's you.
Oh, you're talking to me?
I was checking my teeth. You can see the...
Yes, if you go to Seaside and you look really hard and you need to look really squint your eyes, you can see Japan.
No way.
Yes.
You can dig to Japan.
You can dig to Japan. You can dig to China.
But it also just doesn't make sense.
If it is
flat,
you can dig all the way down.
You can dig all the way down.
All the way down, and then you come out on the other side.
So,
of the flat Earth.
What's a recent, awkward situation that you've been in or encountered?
An awkward one?
Yeah, or this is... Oh, wow, that is out of the Earth.
There's ice on all sides. No, that's ice, Tony. It's ice.
You ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End? Fall straight off the Earth.
Yep. Exactly what happened.
It's a fact. You know, people say people didn't do it, but people do.
Yeah,
if you sail too far.
You ever seen Back to the Future?
If you sail too far into the Pacific Ocean, it happens.
Yeah.
Pacific?
You gotta be more Pacific.
Do you have any awkward encounters recently?
Well, I mean, does in February count?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go for it. Well, when we were in Disneyland.
You were in Disneyland?
Yeah, we went to Disneyland for Students for Students. Oh. I was a chaperone. So we're on the Grizzly Mountain Rapids ride.
Uh-huh. Who was it? You?
I was with Tess, Andrew, who else was there? Dylan,
Daniel.
Gabriel. Daniel and Austin had taken off, that's fine.
Okay.
And then, shout out to my Disneyland group, I guess. But
shout out, Disneyland group.
Tess and I were in the back, Tess Kehoe and I, and this guy starts talking to us about the ride, and he was telling us how you have to put your feet up so that they don't get wet.
Mm.
On that
the,
rapids
worker
ride.
Guy?
Oh, no,
I
just
got
like
so
some guy.
Wet on that ride.
Yeah, right. So so you have to put your feet up. There's this ledge you can put your feet on, and he was telling Tess and I this, and the guy goes, "Oh yeah, don't tell any of the chaperones about this." And then I was like, "What else do the chaperones need to know?"
He didn't know.
He thought you were a student, or
yeah. And then later that same
awkward,
day, we're on the what's that thing? That tram going back.
The Sky Tram.
Yeah, and we're all in we're on the same shirts. So then this girl turns around and looks at me and says, "Hey, what high school do you go to?"
Twice in one day.
Did you say Central Catholic High School?
Did you say I'm a teacher?
I said I go to Central Catholic.
No!
You heard it here. She's a student.
She's secretly a student. Secretly a student posing as a teacher to steal information, like the test keys.
So I am aware that you went to Redwoods.
Yes.
For spring break.
Yes.
Which, explain to Matt, obviously. He
I know. I know the Redwoods.
Oh, you do?
Big.
I have been to the Redwoods, but I still don't believe that they're real. I think they're all holograms.
Are they?
They are.
I think they are. Too.
I mean, did you touch a redwood?
Yes.
No.
No, no. See, they're hologram ones that get high, but low.
Yeah, low.
True.
They're
so
just
you feel them.
So you, I mean, she climbed all the way up to the top of one of them, so she could.
And then
yeah.
She fell through the hologram. Right through the center, because they're actually hollow. They're made of fake wood, then metal, then a hologram at the top. Mm-hmm. She climbed up to the top. She fell through the middle and flipped through to the center of the Earth, the flat Earth.
The flat center.
Well, connecting topics there, Matt.
So. On the topic of trees, what kind of tree do you think you would be classified as?
Maple.
You're maple. Okay. Obviously, Tony's a maple. He goes right away.
Okay. Probably pine tree.
Why? Why is that? Very sturdy. Very
sturdy.
Reliable.
Yes.
Reliable.
Yes.
Good.
All good adjectives.
Matt.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Do you have a...
do you have a tree?
Are you eating sugar?
Yes.
Okay.
What kind of tree would I be? I would be a Dutch maple.
Why Dutch maple?
A Dutch maple, not just a maple.
Are you trying to one-up me?
Yeah, I'm trying to one-up you, Tony. All right. I'm more sophisticated than you. I got a better one than that. What?
Japanese maple.
A Japanese maple?
Oh, those are pretty.
I'll be a Japanese cherry blossom tree.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. They have those out.
One-upping each other.
They have them in downtown.
Jeez, Matt, that's enough sugar.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Tony, I need the sugar in my coffee.
Sick. Okay, I have a question for you, Miss Snow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about remixes to good songs?
Remixes? I hate them.
What do you
mean? Unless they're good.
Are you a fan? Because we like remixes here at Couch Tomatoes.
We just played one.
Are you a fan of Wonderwall?
Yes.
The song?
Did you like the remix that we played at the beginning of this episode? If you heard it.
I did not hear it.
Okay, well. It was
amazing.
Some
of them are good.
When you listen back, you'll hear it. And the remixes are great.
Is this it?
Nope.
No.
No, this is not it. I'm looking at something entirely different.
But pretty much every episode here, we have played remixes. And
I've liked all the songs you guys have played.
We've gotten some backlash.
Really?
What backlash?
Backlash? What? From the record company?
Peyton Bush thought all of our intro songs were great until we played the Sale remix.
What? So, did he enjoy the, I'm too sexy for my shirt.
So this is the remix we've got to do.
But this is just the regular song. This is just the regular song.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way
you know
I do.
Song.
Oh, yeah.
You know
this
song. Big Ben. Wait. Big oh my gosh. Song? What's happening?
Because maybe.
This sounds just like him, though.
Sounds like that. Can't even tell it's not the original.
Finale.
Are we starting over again?
We're starting over here.
So yeah, Miss Snow, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about this song?
It just seems, you know.
That's kind of a lot.
Seems a lot better than the original.
Seems a little extra.
But are you into it in any way?
Not really.
Like, you go like on a jog and listen to this while you're running around?
You have just offended all of us.
No.
Seriously,
why? We'll go on jogging.
Exactly.
Except for Cameron Thompson.
I'd listen to that before
Thompson.
I go to bed.
How about, I have another question, actually for all of you. Matthew, I'll ask you first.
Yes.
What's the highest price that you would pay for just a cotton t-shirt? A
cotton t-shirt? What color?
No, the coolest cotton t-shirt you can think of.
Like a golden cotton t-shirt that says, I am the king.
It's, yes.
In
it's
like
any
shirt.
But it's just made out of cotton.
Any shirt.
Every shirt I wear is made out of cotton, basically.
I know
that. Plain dress.
But I'm sure you don't pay that much for it. But I'm saying
I pay $50.
Say it's like you look at it, and you're like, I need to have that.
This shirt I'm wearing
right
now, designer, Coach T-shirt.
Coach T-shirt.
$50,000.
Wow,
that is.
So that's your
made from a Tibetan cotton farmed in Peru at the top of Machu Picchu. There's only one cotton plant, and it takes it like 20 years to get enough cotton to make one T-shirt. But
okay.
It's worth it. Wow.
Is there a design on the shirt?
Any
there
design,
is a design.
The coolest design you can think of. But like, so it's basically you see the best shirt ever.
Okay.
And you go to it and you look at the price tag. What price, what's the highest price it could be that you would actually purchase it?
$25.99.
Cool. I would say, just because it looks cooler. Just because it looks cheaper than 26.
Yes.
No, I feel it. I feel it.
What if it was a llama?
I don't know, because I've already bought a 650 Gucci shirt in Palm Springs. Earlier this year, but $650.
So $650?
Yeah.
$6.50?
No, $650. And then I also bought a $1,300 crew neck sweatshirt.
No.
Did you actually
really
see
cool.
those
tigers?
Things?
Yeah, they were tigers. They were really cool.
Like leaping tigers?
Yes.
But
I would probably play like
I would say
30
is my 30 absolute max, and it'd have to be the coolest shirt I've ever seen. I'm a big
big
guy. I don't mess with t-shirts that are that
Patagonia expensive. Shirts are so cool. They're all like $45. It's just like, why?
You mean
you
like the long sleeve ones?
True. And
not even the long sleeve ones. Like, they're all so spendy.
Yeah, I know. But Patagonia, it's for the brand. It's for the brand. What's your favorite fruit, Tony?
Apple.
Why?
I think apples are amazing. I don't know.
But like, there are fruits that are like as good or
bananas.
I don't know.
Cherries.
I think I can eat apples the most out of any fruit.
Just
I like peppers are my favorite vegetables.
What is fruit?
I really like peppers.
That's a bad thing that you're asking. Miss Snow, what about you? What's your go-to
raspberries.
Fruit?
Raspberries, aren't they a berry?
I'm a raspberry.
I like blackberries.
Are raspberries a fruit? Actually.
They're berries.
If they're a fruit, then they're my favorite fruit. But I don't think they're a fruit. I think they're a berry.
They're berries.
Like, are berries not fruit?
Is that different?
I think they're different.
We have found a new
fruit
topic.
Comes from like trees or like plants like tomatoes.
You
tomatoes are a berry.
Wrong.
it's I-E-S.
B-E-R-R-Y-S. Berries.
Berries are fruits?
Are fruits? Question mark. Tony with the elegant Google question.
Berries are fruit.
This just in. Strawberries are not berries, yet avocados and watermelons are. Avocados. Avocados?
Ooh. Avocados.
Avocados.
Huh. Tony, can you elaborate to the people who can't read it?
It seems like berries are fruit. Did you get that from that definition?
No, I got the opposite.
Why? Yeah, the opposite. Berries aren't fruit? It says...
The official definition is a fleshy
fruit produced from a single ovary.
Undery?
Undery.
Through the middle.
Guys.
Underwear. So, we're at overwear.
I don't know. People can look that up on their own.
Tony, we have underwear, but do we have overwear? It's wear over your head.
No.
Hats.
But they're like underwear. So they hold your head in place.
That's a hat. You could,
what about a hat
like
for
if you
down
have a
there?
Bad hair day, you wear a hat.
What about a hat for down there?
That's called underwear, I guess?
I don't know.
No, it's called a hat for down there.
Yeah, it's called a hat for down there. Shark Tank product.
That is
trademark. Let's go to
Shark
Tank.
Guys, we're going to get sued. That's trademark. That's a trademark. So
trademark pending.
Shark Tank? Tank Shark?
Mr. Snow, let's play the island game. If you could bring one book, movie, and food to eat for the rest of your life onto a desert or onto an island by yourself, what would it be?
What were the... book,
movie,
food, and movie?
And food that you have to eat the rest of your life.
Can I pick a trilogy for a movie?
No.
One go? Okay, yeah. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
good movie.
Good movie. Long. You're going to watch that every day.
Yeah.
So that's
you have to watch it every day. You never stipulated that.
What else would you
do? Read a book. I would read the book.
Okay. What's the book?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Bye.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Book? That's a hard one.
We were here.
I feel like I don't have a favorite book.
We were here.
We were here. The Chosen.
The Great Gatsby.
What would you do?
Oh,
The Great Gatsby.
You like The Great Gatsby?
I did. I loved
Come on. Oh, Matt.
I
just
almost fell on it.
You were waiting for the day you
The fall. Great Gatsby. It just shocked me so much. It was a terrible book. I hated it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was awful. It's based off of my life because I'm actually like 90 years old.
Wow.
And he just butchered my life.
Reincarnated.
He took like my story of like going out and partying in the roaring 20s and turned it into some deep like metaphorical tale about wealth and poverty and corruption and yeah.
So how were the Roaring 20s, man?
They were roaring. They were loud.
Okay,
they were missed back.
Book?
Okay, book, probably the third Harry Potter book.
The third, specifically.
That's Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, I love that.
Azkaban.
That's
kind of a hot take. I've heard good things, but I think people have said otherwise. But yes, good.
No.
Like other books are better than that series.
I didn't read the books.
What do you think's the best one, Matt?
I think the best one is the third one. Last night on Jeopardy, College Jeopardy, they had a whole question, category about Harry Potter, and I aced it.
Wow.
I would have won College Jeopardy.
Wow. All right.
Do I have food? That type of food for the rest of my life?
That singular food.
But you don't die.
Can I make a fire? That's the next question on the island.
It's a desert island.
It's the best version of that food. Yes. What do you mean by that? You get to.
I didn't know if I could cook it. You know, like.
No, it's there every day.
Done.
It's like
okay,
what you
easy.
Want.
Easy. Prime rib.
Prime rib.
Done.
Every day, perfectly, how you want.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know they have Topster?
I feel like that's a good one.
That is a good one because it's like very nutritious.
It's not a singular flavor. Like, I would choose bento because I sweat bento, but I get so sick of that.
Yeah, you would.
Well, I think you get sick of anything.
What about your movie and book?
Book, We Were Here. Obviously. Great, obviously. Just a part where Diego.
Movie?
We Were Here, the movie.
What? We Were Here, the movie?
I wish there was a movie.
I would try to pick the. I would just try to pick the biggest, the largest book ever, so I could just keep
movie
it
movie could be maybe The Dark Knight, maybe Django Unchained.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I love that
great
one.
Movie. Django. Can you say it right, please?
Django.
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 DJ Django Unchained.
Django. I would agree with that statement, but then food. You said,
I like bento.
But you,
I mean. If I'm just picking my favorite food, yeah.
Okay.
But,
all right, yeah. Okay, bold. But, okay.
If I'm thinking to survive.
What about you?
I don't know.
Okay, my favorite book would be War and Peace or The Communist Manifesto.
Okay.
One of those two. My movie would be probably Empire, the 12-hour movie of just the Empire State Building.
You just look at
it's just the Empire State Building for 12 hours. Look it up, people. It's real.
What?
Is it real?
Yes, it's a real thing.
Wow.
And my food would be bricks.
You don't eat those.
What are you talking about? You've never eaten a brick before?
I actually haven't.
You know what would be good is if you can watch like all the modern Marvels.
Different
all of them combined.
Yeah.
Like it's like a thing.
Oh, yeah. I love modern Marvels.
That's good.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Matt, what?
Wait, did you just look up the movie?
He looked up the movie and he couldn't find it. That's just because
he's not going to. I'm not going to go deep into it.
I'd probably go Django and I don't know what movie. I got to go back to that. I'd probably go food, fettuccine Alfredo. Just it would make me sick probably, but I just love it so much. And
great food.
Book. I love The Kite Runner, but it might be a lot. Has anybody read that book in here?
Never.
No.
Nope.
It's pretty graphic, and there's like some kind of some intense stuff that goes on, so maybe I would stick with like
Macbeth.
Obviously Othello is better.
Honestly,
you think Othello is better than Macbeth?
I think Othello is better than Macbeth. Gosh. Fight me.
I love The Great Gatsby, and I also loved Mice of Men.
You liked The Mice and Men?
I've read of Mice and Men like three times.
Really?
I did my thesis on Steinbeck.
Wow.
Great author.
Yeah. Steinbeck, John Steinbeck. Of Hold Mice on. And Men, Grapes of Wrath, all great.
All grapes.
All grapes.
All grapes.
All grapes. So yeah, I'm really feeling good about how this is going, but I want to hear what you want to say about J.D. Power fully.
J.D. freaking Power.
Yeah, and this
as if
JD
I'm not
Power
already
rant.
Terrified enough in life with the meteors and the Chinese spacecrafts and Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un and everybody like that and Putin trying to poison
Yo,
me.
No, we're not trying to get political.
Bad-mouthing him. Putin, I love you. Please don't poison me.
Yeah, we love you, Putin. We're not trying to get
poisoned here. Then I go into my room to watch TV or whatever, my living room, the room where I live, and I'm like, it's a living room. You can't die in your living room. And then I hear J.D. Power, and I just get panicked. They have him on those Chevy commercials. There was a commercial by those real people Chevrolet commercials, you know, where they literally just listed out these awards. And it was like, J.D. Power, Best Award Award. J.D. Power, Most Dumb Award. J.D. Power, Worst Car Award.
Best Award Award.
J.D. Power, Best Car to Take a Dump in Award. And it was terrible. It was like a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. It was a living nightmare.
What if you received a J.D. Power Award? Would you accept or would you deny?
I would receive a J.D. Power Award, I would definitely deny. I mean, look how ugly they are. Tony's looking at pictures of them. They're the ugliest.
They are.
They look like clocks.
Okay,
except
so
for ugly clocks.
They do look like clocks.
Listeners.
Could we also notice that they're only Chevys?
Yes.
They are Chevys.
Have you ever seen anybody else get one?
Yes, Lexus. Wait.
It's also a sham. It's a huge sham.
Is it
does
a sham?
Chevy own Lexus, though? I don't know.
I did not. Just.
It's just a sham.
It's a bad looking award.
All right, so
they could have
the
made
Spark,
cool,
the Camaro, these are all Chevys.
Yeah, they're all Chevys.
Malibu.
Maybe it's corrupt.
Did that say a Chevy Buddha? Is that a new car?
Yeah.
Wow, I would buy a Chevy Buddha.
The snow has one.
Really?
I just wouldn't get it for a J.D. Power Award.
Matt,
a Chevy Buddha?
You would buy a Chevrolet. When
I have a
JD.
Chevrolet.
You have a Chevrolet when they have J.D. Power Awards all over the place?
Exactly. I would not buy it for the J.D. Power Awards, but if I cut you off in my car, it's a Chevy Malibu 2017, it's white. I do
it's
apologize.
Actually a sweet car. I just
I'm a very bad driver. I'm sorry that if I cut you off.
Yeah, we went over at Miss Snow, you're a listener, correct? You've listened to like
yes,
a lot of our episodes. So you've
I
heard
have.
The story of his
I got assailed by the British guy.
No. Oh yeah, that is the same story, but he got in a car accident.
Yes.
The British guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so yeah, that goes to show his driving abilities.
Yep.
Any shout outs today?
Shout out to Ariel Lewis and who else was it? Everybody in my Mr. Halligan.
Sydney Jones, right?
Sydney Jones. Sydney Jones and Ariel Lewis, who are both really good listeners, and everybody else who shouted out before for listening.
So let's get more viewers, though.
Yeah, let's get I mean, we went like 100.
Viewers, we'll say viewers, because you're looking at our beautiful cover art.
Our cover arts are amazing.
As you're listening to this, so we'll say viewers, even though you're probably actually a listener, but that's whatever. Miss Snow, any shout-outs?
Miss Coffrin, who's watching my class right now.
No.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully they're not cheating on your quiz.
What a good teacher.
Yeah, what a good teacher. Any shout-outs, Tom?
Shout-out to Miss Snow for coming on.
Miss Snow for coming on.
Yes.
Miss Snow for the new mic.
Shout-out to JD.
Shout-out to Miss Snow in the future for
oh, guys,
shouting
Kia.
Out all of the couch shows to every class.
Kia won a JD Power.
Kia is actually owned by Chevy, though.
Oh,
is it?
All
right.
Yep. Okay. Shout out to Miss Snow for the future when she shouts out the Couch Tomatoes to every single class she has and tells them if they don't watch it, they lose points.
Shout out to when that happens.
Shout out to when that's part of their final and we get a burst of viewers.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Bonus question.
Part of our final.
Yeah, extra credit.
Bonus question.
Extra credit.
What did they say on the fifth minute of
I'm going to go shout out to the Notre Dame women's basketball.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
They
that's a good one.
Put on a performance. I forgot to talk about this.
Performance of a lifetime.
Two performances of a lifetime.
I forgot her name.
Don't know her name. Look it up. But whoever, we'll, X, we'll call her for now.
X.
Till we figure out.
Shout out to
basketball player X.
Chemical X.
Basketball player X was killing it. Hit two buzzer beater three-pointers. And one was a jump shot, actually. One was a three-pointer.
Wow.
To go to the championship and then to win the championship. Absolutely insane. What's her name?
Notre Dame.
Miss Noe, have you seen this?
Yeah, I have. I watched the final game.
Arike, Arike
Ogunbowale.
Yeah,
very hard name to pronounce.
But shout out to you.
Harder than Tonani Jinani.
Harder than your name.
Yes, that is my name.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank
Ms.
you
Noe.
So much.
Thank
for
you.
Being
this was a great season finale.
Great season finale. Viewer or listeners, this is the season finale. Doesn't mean we're done.
It literally doesn't mean anything. We just wanted to do
the season finale. We're doing season 2.
Added some hype. Got some new tech.
Better cover arts made in Microsoft Paint, but possibly with the use of Photoshop.
We're gonna end you guys off with a little song.
This is a great song. It comes from my family.
Oh,
and
God.
It goes deep into my heart.
Deep into your
deep
heart.
Into my heart. This soul.
Your family wrote this song,
right? My family wrote this song. It's a classic folk song.
This is Macho Man by Village People. Thank you very much for listening to the season finale of The Couch Tomatoes. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Miss Noe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just